Hello, good morning and welcome to Core Finance. It is Monday the 30th of October, coming to you live from a bright and crispy London. Down the line we have Clem Chambers, who is founder and CEO of ADVFN. Good morning to you, Clem. Are you well?
I'm very well, thank you.
Fantastic. Well, let's start off talking about companies changing their names. Now, we had a little company incorporated the word blockchain into the company name last week, and we saw almost a 400% rise in the price. This was it online.com, I believe?
Yes, Online PLC. Yes, that's the mother company of ADVFN, and we certainly got all the newspapers, you know, chatting about that, saying, oh, what's that? Oh, what's that? But, you know, blockchain, I've been talking about Bitcoin now for quite a few weeks. Blockchain is a massive thing. And, you know, blockchain is going to, in my opinion, be bigger than the dot-com boom. It's a bigger thing all round.
And we, I mean, you talk about the internet boom that we saw almost 20 years ago, crikey. But at that particular time, you saw a lot of companies changing their names and incorporating, you know, putting a dot-com or, you know, anything internet-based into the company name. And there was a rush from investors to come in. Is the story the same, or is this different? Is there something now more substantial with the whole blockchain revolution that we're seeing?
I wrote a piece for Forbes a few months ago saying that the blockchain thing was going to be rolling into the stock markets or the world at some point. And, you know, actually online was a share that sparked the internet thing in back in 1997. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've been doing blockchain stuff now for quite some time. And it was time to come out from, you know, Perda about it and make sure that people knew what we were doing. There's going to be a lot of blockchain companies over the next few years, and they will do what, you know, blockchain would do what dot-com did. And what you've got to remember is that that revolution made the big companies of today, Amazon, for example, Google, Facebook. All those companies are standing on the shoulders of that period. In fact, Amazon was there then. So, you know, Apple, for example, you know, the dot-com made them what they are today. And it's going to be the same with blockchain. But what you have to think about with dot-com was that it was about communication. Mm-hmm. Now, blockchain is about finance and money and all things economic. So what dot-com did for communication, which is an important part of economics, blockchain is going to do for economics. That will mean that it is going to be bigger. It's a revolutionary breakthrough. It's a large piece of the information revolution that we've been going through for the last 20 years. It's the next step.
And as you've already mentioned, the likes of Facebook, Google, Amazon, you know, the FANG stocks are the pillars of the market now. I mean, move on 20 years and here they are, they're producing some good results, and this is helping certainly the US markets drive higher. Now, what kind of companies do you think in 10, you know, it's probably a shorter time frame, 10 to 15 years, will be the new FANG stocks? Will they be the bedrock blockchain companies, and what will they actually do in the market? What will they provide for consumers, and how will they make money?
It's an extremely interesting and difficult question to answer, because, you know, back then, if anybody had known that, you know, at the beginning of it all, that a online bookstore was going to become the biggest company in the world and be, you know, building rocket ships, everyone would have laughed at you. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, that is Amazon, okay, give or take. And, you know, Apple was a pretty much almost a dead company then. Mm-hmm. It had almost died. If they said that was going to become, in its turn, the biggest company in the world, you know, it would have been unbelievable. And I think it's in that state now. For every one company that will go up a thousandfold, there will probably be 99 companies that will come and go. And it's picking those winners. That's the trick, really. Mm-hmm. Mind you, the ride from those companies starting to the, you know, trough to the peak to the trough will be just like the dot-com. So there will be a boom and a bubble phase, and then there will probably be a crash, and then the survivors will go on to greatness. And actually, I did some research on this back in sort of 2006, and it showed that You know, if you'd bought a fairly large portfolio of these companies, and when people think of nothing but failure mm-hmm. when they think about dot-com companies, but if you bought a large portfolio of those companies, you'd have ended up with better performance than the S&P and the Dow, etc., because those few winners were so huge that they made up for all the ones that weren't so great. Fantastic. But whatever, and however you think about this, this is just the start of a very, very large move in the international and global stock markets, because blockchain will be a massive thing. I mean, you could call it fintech. A lot of people call it fintech. But, you know, the blockchain part of fintech is going to unlock massive, massive value for anything that involves records. And of course, that's, you know, most people's lives is records, and blockchain is going to revolutionize a lot of that that function.
And you've already mentioned, I mean, the likes of, let's say, Amazon and Google, you know, Google getting involved in self-drive cars and all these things that we wouldn't expect these companies were doing 10, 15 years ago. Are the FANG stocks looking at blockchain? I mean, obviously, they've got huge market cap, they've got huge cash reserves. Are they missing a trick here? Should they be looking at the next generation? Should Google be acquiring blockchain companies and becoming more involved in that, really, to cement their market position? Do you feel they're a bit behind the curve on that, or are they looking at this?
People like, well, especially Google, they don't really acquire very much. I mean, they just hire a building full of PhDs and get on with it. I would be extremely surprised if Google isn't looking at and isn't, you know, ears deep in blockchain, because that's kind of their manner, technology. They're very much a hardcore nerd company. Facebook, on the other hand, I don't know. Not often do you see a format of business get into a new format of business. If you look back in time, you know, music halls didn't get into, you know, records, and people there were in records didn't get in computer games, or not successfully make that transition. So quite often, people in media don't make the jump from an old media to a new media, and they get left behind, they get stuck, and they die off. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they do. I mean, somebody like Rupert Murdoch has been mixed results, but has managed to jump from newspapers to television to movies. But that's quite a rare trick. So normally a lot of old companies get left behind, and they do really well in their established business. Not many businesses go to the wall when times change. I'm more interested in times changing, and I think that blockchain, and, you know, obviously you can see what's going on with cryptocurrency, which is just one application on blockchain, that how much impact that's making and how much excitement that's causing. Because a lot of the miseries in our lives, the call centers, etc., the reinsuring your house, this goes on, births, deaths and marriages, taxes, etc., and that list goes on indefinitely, are caused by record keeping and the necessity for that to be centralized, and the inefficiency of that being centralized, the decentralization of that, the way that the blockchain works as a decentralized record keeper will, you know, delayer a lot of effort, a lot of time and a lot of misery from our lives. It's the next step up. And, you know, ledgers and record keeping sound really, really boring. It's better to call accountants miners. But once you have a wonderful system to take care of a lot of that drudgery, you know, the world becomes much more efficient, and we all know what happens. You then get economic growth. I mean, a lot of people in the West are saying, you know, why has all the economic growth stopped? What happened to productivity? Well, what happened to productivity is the boom of productivity caused by Excel and databases and word processors and desktop computers has gone through the system. It's already happened. And now you've perhaps got a backlash with the Facebooks of this world, making people less productive. But there are no technical updating going on that enables better productivity. However, blockchain will slingshot a lot of productivity and therefore bring about the sort of economic growth that a lot of people are hoping to come from things like manufacturing, which it simply won't. So I look at blockchain like I look at the way that computers came into people's lives, and the blockchain will deliver a lot of productivity increases to the economies that embrace it.
Fantastic. Well, lots to digest there, certainly for a Monday morning, but as always, very insightful, Clem. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your week, and thank you for joining us here on Core Finance.
Cheers, Matt. Thank you.